Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Now, I know that you've been giving me a little bit of stick for this one.
Tiny bit.
Just a little bit. But hear me out, okay?
Okay.
This week has been hectic hard. And I know, as all parents out there realize that, yeah, when you got a newborn, it is hard.
Now, you don't look tireder than usual.
Oh, that hurts. you're basically saying you always look tired.
No, I'm saying you don't look tired.
I guess it's the whole half full, half empty situation.
And you haven't been acting as if you're very sleep deprived.
I'm a very good actor.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Now, this week, my little boy Malachi has decided that, you know what? I mean, it's not his fault. He's got a lot of gas, okay?
So he doesn't sleep. Takes after his dad.
Of course. Gross. He doesn't sleep on his back anymore. He has to sleep on his tummy. And obviously, there's risks involved if you lie them on tummy, so we don't want to do that. And all the books say, do not do that.
Yep.
Okay, so we're not doing that. So the only way that my little boy will go to sleep is if he's on us, tummy down. That's the only way.
We have tried
everything.
Yep.
He just cries, and then you've got to try and get those farts out by moving his legs.
So you're having to sleep in shifts?
We're kind of sleeping in shifts with him on us. And even that is terrifying. Because you're trying to stay awake, and then you're drifting, and it's just been a week of just not good sleeps at all. So the reason that you were kind of poking a little bit of fun at me is because I've gone out. My wife and I have decided enough is enough. We don't know how long this is going to last. He's in pain. We just want him to be comfortable. We've gone and bought a $500 mattress.
Now tell us about, and this is a bassinet mattress. It's not even for...
It's a cot mattress.
Yeah, so the cot. It's not even for like the big, his big cot.
Normal bed. Oh no, it is for the big
normal
cot.
Oh, so it's a really big...
It's a big one.
Okay, all right.
So it's like... Half a meter wide by over a meter long, or whatever.
Okay, that's a little bit better because I thought
it was just
for the bassinet and you're going to be using it for the next couple of months and that was it.
No, either way, I'm like, who pays $500 for a little cot mattress?
At least this way you're going to be using it for at least 3 years.
Yes, and you know, this is child number one, child number two. Hopefully they can, you know, hand
it
down.
You're not supposed to reuse mattresses.
No, that is a joke.
No, it's not. When they're little.
Why?
Because it's a risk.
What?
You're supposed to buy a new one every time.
What's the risk? That's my mattress. Give it back.
I'll talk to you later off
it. Germs?
No.
What's the risk?
Well, SIDS recommend.
Yeah.
Recommendation is a new mattress for every newborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just do.
Okay, because...
So it reduces SIDS.
Okay, so you obviously have an indent in it.
I have no idea what it is. But I just listened to the rules and said, okay.
I need to know why.
I don't know why.
Regardless, okay. I've gone out and we've paid $500 because we need our sleep. And although it's a lot of amount of money, we're like, at what cost do you put sleep on? Because I've got to go to work. You know, we've got to have to function as adults in this world.
And if you keep having no sleep, you go a little bit cuckoo.
Oh, honestly, I'm surprised I've been doing the show.
Mm. You've been doing well, too.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take that compliment.
So I want to know, how much did you pay for a good night's sleep?
Well, I bought a weighted blanket.
Oh,
so did
yes.
Talana. Talana paid more than me as well, by the way.
We both threw her under the bus.
We both.
Look, I did a dumb thing, but she did it worse.
She did it too. We did it together. Because I think we actually bought them in like the same week.
Right. How much are they roughly?
So it's a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I paid $100
for a blanket.
Yeah, and I was really excited about it.
Okay,
but I probably used it probably for a week or so. How long did you use yours for? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
1 or 2 weeks.
$100. Would you?
A week.
And we've got Teresa on the phone. Teresa, how are you going?
Not too bad, thank you. Actually, haven't melted yet out here.
Ah, okay. Brilliant! I can't empathise. I'm in a nice and cool studio.
Now, are you well rested? That's the big question.
Well, for me to be well rested is to keep my husband happy, and I bought him a $120 pillow.
What?
What, and this stops him snoring, or what do you?
We tried a few other ones, so we probably spent about $300, but this last one was my last straw. Like, if this doesn't work, I don't care anymore.
What's so good about this pillow?
It's meant to be from some, you know, sleep person that knows all about that kind of stuff, a place out here in Byford.
Yeah.
And he does say it is amazing. It does. I think it, like, supports your neck more, and it's really firm.
Right.
But here I am with two $7 ones from Kmart, and I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you. In fact, my pillow...
How long have you had it?
No, I've only had it a year, but my other one I had for about five. But it says on it, my first pillow. It's like the very first pillow you get your 1-2-year-old or whatever. Teresa, thank you so much for the call.
Oh, that's brilliant. Chazelle, I love that. I love knowing that about you. You're using a toddler pillow. Brilliant.
It's nice.
You just passed it on to Malachi once really you're done.
We've got Lee on the phone. Lee, how much did you pay for a good night's sleep?
I didn't technically pay it. My health insurance did, and it was about $3,300.
Oh, for what? What?
Yeah, how did you get this deal?
My 20-month-old had enlarged tonsils and was snoring like a trucker.
Oh.
So he had obstructive sleep apnea, so the tonsils came out, and he slept a little bit better.
A little bit better.
A little bit. Oh, how much did it help, Lee?
It actually helped quite a lot. So.
Okay.
So now everyone's getting some good night's sleep.
How old is your bub now?
He's 6 now.
Okay.
Nice
is
work.
He's out good. Of the woods. He's good. He's sleeping without snoring.
He's sleeping without snoring. We have a few other issues that we get by with, but he's sleeping without snoring and without stopping the breathing.
Okay. Oh, that's always good, Lee.
That's always great.
That's always a bonus.
Yeah.
Lee, thank you so much for the call. You can keep it coming. How much did you pay for a good night's sleep? And Monique also got in touch here. She goes, the SIDS website states it is okay to use secondhand mattresses if they are in good condition.
Oh, good. You're all right then.
So we're all good.
We're all okay.
Because we'll be looking after it. Believe me. $500?
Yep.
We are looking after this mattress.
Must just be the bassinet one then.
Oh.
Mattress. So don't reuse your bassinet mattress. Or go and look on the SIDS website. And don't listen to me. I've got a friend, after she got married, she hadn't slept in the same bed as her partner before, realised she could not sleep in the same bed as her new husband.
Oh,
just
no.
Couldn't stand it. She was not used to sleeping in bed with someone.
Yeah.
So they went out to the bed shop and spent $7,000 on a bed that's like two separate beds together. Oh. Like one can...
Like one of those hospital beds?
Yeah, sort of, I think.
Okay.
But fancy. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and they've got like their
doesn't
own...
have the sides.
Yeah, and if one person moves, the other person doesn't feel it, you know.
Yeah.
Up and down. It has a massage function.
A massage function, yeah. In your bed.
How cool would that be?
Wow.
But yeah, that's how much I paid for a good night's sleep.
$7,000. Yeah. That is excessive. We've got Tracy on the phone. Tracy, how much would you pay for a good night's sleep?
Oh, a lot. I had a friend that studying to be a doctor, and she was working nights, and she got two little boys at home during the day who were noisy. And so her husband paid for her to go to a hotel room to get a full night's sleep. And I'm like, that is so sweet.
That's romance. That is.
Yeah, that is. That was the best thing out. I thought, oh, my goodness.
Parent romance.
Yeah, it is. You know now, don't you, Giselle?
Yeah. Look, to be honest. We'd both love it.
10 hours sleep.
Oh,
that sounds
didn't,
so
she
good.
Didn't watch TV or anything. She just had a shower, went straight to bed.
That's gold. Thanks,
that's so funny. You would kill for that right now.
Oh,
right?
Honestly.
Yeah.
I literally told my wife. I said, tonight, I don't even want dinner. I'm just going straight to bed.
I've got some hope for you. I don't know if it's helpful or if it's going to make you feel better.
Mm.
But this is how many hours sleep I had last night. Just down here.
9.5.
Yeah, so you know, one day you will get some sleep again one day.
Salt in the wound. Salt in the wound. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.